Get ready to meet Werner the Wormer. Yep, that's his real name and his real job. Welcome to the NPR Station Showcase with PRX. I'm Aaron Henkin, and this week we're getting treated to a beautifully produced radio portrait from Zachary Barr. These days, Zach works at Colorado Public Radio's daily interview program, Colorado Matters. But before that, he spent some time up in Maine. Now, as you're about to hear, that's where he had the pleasure of crossing paths with a man named Werner Rohde, who is not afraid to get his hands dirty, or wet, or bitten from time to time.
You need very little to be a worm digger. You need a license from the state. You need some hip boots. You need a digging hoe and a bucket. And if you got a digging hoe, a bucket, and boots, and a license, you're all ready to go dig worms. My name is Werner Rohde. I've been digging worms now for about 30 years. I started in 1969. Bloodworms are used for bait, and so we're kind of proud of the fishing industry. I think Maine produces or harvests something like 90% of the world's bloodworms, but people use them for fishing, for sport fishing. This is the bay out here, and the sun's just arisen. The tide is on its way out right now, and over the next half hour, the mud will start to appear, and the tide will move out of the bay.
You want to watch your step down through this path here. Time to go slopping across the mud. See all the footprints, and you can see the diggings and stuff. This is a huge mud flat.
Yeah, I'm going to start pretty soon running through here.
Nice day, though. And with each dig, I'm going to look and see if I'm seeing any worms, which I'm not yet, so. But if I did, I'd pick there's one right there. See? See that head? You can see it right here. It's just like a blood sucker. It's got four little stingers on it. It sucks your blood, grapples right on it. It's just like a leech. And you see, they don't jump in your bucket. Come on, wormies. It's like it'll be a long morning. Did you see that worm there? You didn't see him at first, but I got him. And see, you know, I've been digging long enough, but I see wormholes. You won't see a worm there, but I can see the hole that he had been in. So I know there's a worm there, even though you don't see it, which gives me an advantage here. Most worms I've ever dug in one tide is 3880. 3880. Yeah, but I only got 4 cents for them. You know, now they're 20 cents. I mean, if I got 3880 today, that'd be a pretty good tide.
It's not as fun as it might sound. Like, today's a beautiful day. But when the bugs come out, it ain't going to be as fun.
Sometime in the middle of the summer, it won't be fog, but it'll be a hot day. You'll see the sea smoke, what they call sea smoke, and it just puffs the sea smoke around. It's just amazing.
I mean, I got 3 degrees after high school, and I'm still out here making my primary living digging worms. You know, once a worm digger, always a worm digger. Once you get the fever for digging, you know, it's no boss, nature. You know, if you get half decent at it, you can make a reasonable amount of money. You're never going to be a corporate kind of money, but make enough to live on.
His only boss is in his mind. What he finds, he digs worms.
I don't know if you saw that extra dig I made there. I saw that flash.
He digs worms.
Now, see, I cut him.
He digs worms.
Maybe he'll live, maybe not, but I'm not going to try to sell a worm like that.
A radio portrait of professional worm digger Werner Rohde. That comes to us from producer Zachary Barr, who says he was tempted to change careers after meeting Werner, but he's ultimately stuck with public radio. Zach currently works at Colorado Public Radio, and you can hear more of his stories online at the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. That's also where you'll find a link to the Station Showcase podcast with weekly interviews of our featured producers and a complete archive of past picks. Just scroll down the PRX homepage and click on the Station Showcase icon on the right-hand side. That website again, prx.org. Log on, write your own reviews, and have a say in what ends up on the radio at the Public Radio Exchange. For the NPR Station Showcase with PRX, I'm Aaron Henkin. Thanks for listening.